show on a Monday morning and a nice Monday, too. The weather is good. Harvest was going strong through the weekend, no doubt still going strong this week as we get to the end of September. What are we at? I think the province, they're saying 73% of harvest is done, which may be a little bit behind where we would normally be, but boy, the weather is sure cooperated and happy for farmers that are continuing to be able to get the crop off throughout the province. Well, I'm looking forward to this next conversation because we often on this program will talk about jobs, the job market, employment, and this really leans into making yourself not only more employable, but setting yourself up for success. And I've got a bit of a personal connection to my next guest here as well. So doesn't matter if you're a young professional, a student entering the workforce, building relationships is absolutely foundational. In fact, people will tell you relationships is everything. Today, we're exploring the power of those relationships in shaping careers, opening doors for young professionals. In this fast-paced, competitive job market, success depends often not just on skills and hard work, but connections. Connections that you build along the way. And my next guest has got 20 years in leadership coaching, mentorship, and community building. Wole Adebogun is the author of The Power of Strategic Relationships, Seven Champions Who Accelerate Young Professionals' Careers, and I'm happy to have Wole in studio with me. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Evan, for having me. It's great to be here.
And the first time I met you, it was less about you and more about your wife.
That's right.
I'm actually happy to know that Elizabeth is in here with us as well. So Elizabeth worked with us at the Regina Police Service. She's sitting in the back of the room, so I don't have her talking on a mic, but she started right when I became chief.
That's right.
She actually left to start a job with the province right as I was retiring from chief. With a smile on my face last week at an event we were at, said, "It's the reason I left. If Elizabeth was going to the province, I wasn't going to stick around." But your wife, great employee for us at the police service, working in our financial. And so the first time I met you, you had your two young daughters in tow. You have twin girls.
I do, yes. And Grace and Glory.
I don't know how old they would have been when we first met, but they were like walking, but just barely.
That's right.
Yeah. Cute. And now they're in grade seven.
In grade seven, yeah. They'll be actually 12 on October 5th here.
Oh my gosh, that's good. Yeah. Okay, so Wole, let's talk a little bit about your career, because obviously you write the book talking about the power of strategic relationships. This comes from your experience. What is your experience? What does your professional life look like, Wole? Yeah.
So thank you again for having me on the show. It's really great to be here. And when I think about my journey, really, I can sum up my journey in one word: relationships, right? Because relationship has been really a great door opener for me, right from even when I was student leader on campus, you know, leading about 500 students on campus. And then afterwards, you know, I've had a few stints, you know, when you get out of school, sometimes you're like, what do I do with my life? So, you know, I had a bit of small business where I sold clothes. I was in clothing business. I was a teacher for a year. And then eventually I moved to Regina and I started my career, first of all, in the restaurant industry. Mm-hmm. And so after then, and I moved into banking, and I've been in banking industry for the last 15 years. Mm-hmm. And so I, of course, grown up to managing a few branches now, and the bank that I work for, one of the big five banks.
You're with RBC.
Yes, with RBC right now. And so, yeah, it's been a great pleasure doing that. And so over the years, I've had the opportunity to coach and mentor 100 of professionals, especially young professionals. And that's given me the opportunity to see firsthand what people experience. And one common pattern that I often see is in the area of relationships, that there is a gap there. Mm-hmm. As people try to, you know, accelerate their career, as people try to fast track their growth, both in personal and professional life, I often see that what's missing there is, you know, the relationship piece. And that's what led me to write the book, The Power of Strategic Relationships. And so my journey also involved, you know, of course, being involved in the community. So I'm on the governing committee of the Regina Food Bank. I've had the opportunity to volunteer with some other organizations in the city as well. And at our church that I go to, Gateway Church as well, I'm currently chair of the board of the church. So it's been a great pleasure just, you know, serving the community. I do a lot of one-on-one mentoring with people as well. And so Again, that's inspired me. I'm really passionate about the young generation, seeing them succeed.
Yeah.
And that's what led me to write the book.
Can you talk about mentors you had? Because that's the essence of this book, is mentorship, relationship building, and finding ways to build your network in a way that gives you that advantage.
Yeah.
Talk about some of your mentors.
That's right. And I'm very, very fortunate to have had a lot of mentors in my life. And what I always recommend is, one mentor is not enough. Mm-hmm. So have a network of mentors. In the book, I call them team of champions. And so mentors, sponsors, coaches, allies, friends, family, and of course yourself. Those are the seven team of champions, the seven strategic relationships that I talk about. Now, I believe in having mentors, for instance, for marriage, as an example, right? When you look at, everything going on and the challenges that can happen in the area of marriage. So I've got mentors that help me in that area. I've got one in the UK as an example. I've got one here in Regina that helps us. And this was even before my wife and I married. I said, we got to have somebody that we're looking up to, somebody that's motivating us. I have another mentor as well, actually at our church. She's about 88 years old. She was 66-year-old, married. Of course she's seen the good, the bad, and ugly, right? And interestingly, right, she's very active on Instagram. And you should see us chatting on Instagram.
Is that
like,
right?
Yeah, like she's 88. I'm like, this is so awesome, right? So that's an example of that. But when it comes to my career, I remember there was a time when I was trying to pivot into a different line of business. I haven't been in personal banking for a long time. It was a mentor that came in there and said, hey, Wally, we were talking about you somewhere. I'd like to put your name forward. How do you feel about it? So that relationship really went from mentorship to sponsorship, which is another thing that people often, don't know the difference,
right?
Because a mentor would help shape your thinking. A mentor will help guide you. But a sponsor actually opens the door for you. They open the opportunities. And when you think about Saskatchewan, in our community here, we need that. We need those door openers to help young professionals thrive and fast track their careers. Because sometimes in life, you don't know what you don't know. And whether you like it or not, people are talking about you, right? Behind closed doors. So you want to have somebody there. So I've had a lot of mentors who have gone on to be great sponsors for me. And there are ways to position yourself for that.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of that I talk about in the book. One of the things I really love in the book as well is 7 habits of people who attract great sponsors, right? Mm-hmm. Because we need that in life.
Right. We're chatting today with Wally Adebogan, who is the author of The Power of Strategic Relationships. It's a brand new book. I just wish you had a little more passion. You are a very passionate person, and I love that about you, Wally. It comes through so sincere. So if you're, we refer to it sometimes as the elevator pitch. You're on an elevator, 30 seconds with someone, and they ask you, what's this book about? What do you say? What is this book about? What's the takeaway?
So the book is, think of it like a map, right? A map to really help young professionals in particular, but really everybody to be able to be intentional about building relationships. And so if you're thinking about relationships that can help you fast track growth, whether personally or professionally, this is the book for you, right? You want a network, you don't know where to start. This is the book for you. You're an introvert. There is that work event. You don't know where to begin. This is the book for you. You're trying to find a mentor. You don't know where to start. In the book, I talk about the FIND framework. That is a simple FIND that you can follow that really tells you where to start. So lots of great stuff packed in the book, but really is all about helping people build relationships that can help them fast track their growth, both in personal and in professional life.
Right. I'm sure going through the writing process, I mean, writing a book is no small undertaking.
I'm sure
you learned lots about yourself and likely leaned on some of these others. You're talking about the importance of mentors, sponsors, other relationships. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about the process of writing the book?
The process of writing a book was not easy. Let's just put it that way, because this is a 300-page book, baked in research, but also baked in stories. Every chapter starts with a story. And that's one of the feedback that I've got, that people really love the stories. And now, the concepts are really, really simple. For instance, one of the first things I had to do is to hire a coach. Now, I'm a big believer, and I talked about this in the book, that the best way to do something is to find somebody who has already walked the path.
Right.
And that's a mentor, right? So one of the first things I did was to find somebody who has written 6 books And then they were able to say, okay, this is what you do. This is what you do. This is what you do in doing that. And then I, you know, brought them. Of course, I had to pay them, you know, in doing that.
Yes.
But it was quite rewarding because they were able to show me the ropes that helped me. The other thing that I did was, you know, I had to, of course, hire editors who helped with the book, but also a group of friends as well, who I first shared it with and said, hey, is there even something here? And some of them was like, are you kidding me? Like, everybody needs to read this book, right? And that was a little bit of a scary sure. thing because you're like, oh, my God.
You're pretty vulnerable, right?
Yeah,
you,
right.
It's a form of expression that you're opening yourself
yeah,
up.
Yeah, you're like, okay, I'm not sure. I remember, you know, I was also fortunate to send it to the Saskatchewan Writers Guild as well. And they looked at it for me as well, gave me some really good feedback. So coaches are one of the, you know, things that I talked about as part of those seven champions. And what coaches do is they're able to give you feedback. They're able to tell you, okay, go this way, go that way. And I received really great feedback from them that's actually shaped the quality and the final product of the book in there. So my journey really, I've had, you know, mentors who's helped me to get the book to where it needs to. Of course, sponsors. I guess my wife is the sponsor today that opened the door for me to
be on
this show.
She's
the boss, right? So that's why I'm here today, right?
Yeah.
And the coaches that helped me along the way, allies and friends and family. Of course, myself talking to myself along the way. Hey, you gotta finish this book. Keep going.
Yeah.
And just getting that support. And it's been really, really great, you know. When we had the book launch in July, it was really awesome. People came out and really supported. Saskatchewan is such a beautiful place to live, and the people here, just wonderful. And living here almost 16 years now, I wouldn't live anywhere else. I just love Saskatchewan.
Wally Adebogan is my guest, the author of The Power of Strategic Relationships. You know, I'm curious to know, Wally, your thoughts on our young generation, and this book is geared towards helping young professionals that are maybe just starting their career. Building relationships is something that I worry maybe is a lost art, given the fact that now we communicate differently, we build relationships differently. How was that in your head as you were putting words to paper in this book?
You're right, because like I alluded to earlier, as I did coaching and mentoring with hundreds of people, that was one gap that I found, and I felt like I could no longer, you know, stand on the sidelines. I had to do something about it, which is why I wrote the book. So young people, sometimes they're worried about, okay, where do I start? Like, you know, how do I talk to that person? How do I find a mentor? Or what do I need to do? I remember a young man named Matt that I worked with. So at the time, I was a manager of operations in the bank that I was working for at the time. And it just got out of university. He wasn't sure what he wanted to do with his life. So I adopted him, not just as a coach, but as a mentor. And I said, you know, Matt, you can do this, right? You know, I think you should be a financial advisor. You've got what it takes. You've got an economics degree. You should really get started. And he took the advice. And this guy went on winning awards like crazy. Mm-hmm. And he ended up managing his own branch. And he's really doing well. Mm-hmm. But that was because of the power of mentorship. Because mentors really get to the bottom of things with you, guide you, share their experience, their mistakes. So one thing I want to really encourage any young professionals listening to me today is mentors are all around you. When you want to find a mentor, let me just give you the fine framework. So the F there is just figure out what you need. Like, figure out the gap that you're having. Is it that you're trying to get a promotion? Is it that you're trying to move to the next thing? Is it you're trying to maybe change your career path? Find, you know, just figure out what you want first. Mm-hmm. And then the I there is you look at your immediate circle, your inner circle. Oftentimes the people are all around you. Like, look at you, Evan. I'm looking at you right now. Almost 30 years, Regina Police Service. You got a lot of experience in leadership. So if someone's trying to grow in their leadership, you'd be a great person to talk to about that, right? Look at your community, churches, you know, other community organizations. There are people all around there.
Yeah.
And then you start nurturing the relationship. It all starts with a simple hello, right? I remember, you know, I was in a bank one day and one lady came in and just said, hey, hi, so you're the branch manager? I said, yeah. And she just said, hello. And I said, oh, so what are you up to? And then we got talking. And it just turns out this lady, Victoria, what happened was that she was trying to find a career in journalism and all of that. And I happened to know somebody that I could introduce her to, and I introduced her to that person. That got our first job right here in town. And that was really amazing. And that set her up for great success. So sometimes it starts with that simple hello, right, that you begin with. And then the final thing, as you think about the framework, is Be declarative about what you want, right? Tell everybody and everybody that you can find about it, because right. they may not be able to be the first person to help you, but they can.
They could know someone.
Exactly. Yeah. They know somebody, right? And it's one of the things I do, because I do what I like to call launch and learn. Every month, I find somebody I really respect. I have lunch with them to learn from them so I can continue to grow my own leadership as well. So one of the things I ask is, who do you know that I need to know? Mm. Who do I need to meet, right? And I share with them where I'm having with my journey. And that's really helped enrich my leadership. And it's one of the things that I look forward to doing every month.
Your enthusiasm is infectious, and I love it. I knew this would be a great chat. The book, again, is called The Power of Strategic Relationships, 7 Champions Who Accelerate Young Professionals' Careers. Wally Adebogun, thank you so much for coming in. And thank Elizabeth. You. It's good to see you again. Thank you for coming in. Best. Oh, by the way, where can we grab the book?
Yeah, so the book is available on Amazon.ca. Go get a copy as you're listening. If you've got somebody who is a young graduate, you know, you got to get a copy in their hands. They're looking for a job. Get a copy in their hands. Somebody feeling stuck in their career. This is a really good Christmas gift, I'm telling you, right? As you're packing that Christmas, it's a great investment.
Yeah, good
anyway,
stuff.
Anybody looking to build relationships, this is the book, The Power of Strategic Relationship. You can't go wrong, because relationship is one of the greatest currency that we can have in life.
Wally, this has been a great chat. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
Again, Wally Adebogun, and the book is called The Power of Strategic Relationships. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.